Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Let God be God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven. I once found myself being convicted of words which I had spoken to a family in our congregation. They were considering a move across the country to be near their daughter and grandchildren, not to mention it would also be much warmer. I discouraged them. To even think of them leaving our congregation was extremely hard for me. They and their family had been members of my congregation for many years. The wife's parents were also members of my congregation, and I had officiated at each of their funerals. The problem was that I had been allowing my wishes to take precedence in the matter. These dear friends have laughingly forgiven me for my desire to keep them here, but I have learned a lesson, or at least I am trying to learn. Let God do the leading. I am sure that there are many areas of my life where I have stepped out ahead of the Lord's leadership instead of waiting on Him. I want to become increasingly committed to seek the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Rather than looking out for our own interests, we need to encourage each other to pray fervently and then let God be God. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or PastorCecil.com.